Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says today that he plans to leave the administration. The 67-year-old LaHood, a former congressman from Illinois, pushed for greater safety on highways and in the air. LaHood says he plans to remain at the department until his successor is confirmed by the Senate. LaHood says he would not run for public office in his home state of Illinois, and he says he does not have any specific plans. LaHood served 7 terms in Congress, representing a central Illinois district that included his hometown of Peoria, Illinois. Let's look at the current trade as it sits in Kansas City and Chicago. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, March wheat, 836 is up 3 1/4. July, 853 1/4, up 2. March wheat in Chicago, 783 1/2, up 4 1/4. July, 796 1/4, up 3 3/4. March corn, 731 1/4, up 2. July, 721 1/4, up 3/4. December, 588 1/2, down 1 1/2. March soybeans, 1457, up 9 1/4. July, 1432 1/2, up 9 3/4. November, 1318, up 8. March soybean meal, 424.20, now 30, up $4. March soybean oil, 5209, up 20. February live cattle, 128.70, down 25. January feeders, 145.65, down 15. And February lean hogs, 8702.5, and they are down 15.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM, now providing a new mobile site, FarmerView, for up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
The 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And we have a dynamite lineup, including John Bondrand of Bondrand Futures, Murray Wise of Murray Wise & Associates, and University of Illinois ag economist Peter Goldsmith. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Register now at 217-333-7300 and avoid the registration line. We'll take all major credit cards. Call 217-333-7300 and we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave. Great to see you Friday evening at the Voices of Illinois Agriculture, and what a fundraiser it was.
It was a wonderful event, and I hope we get an opportunity to make it an annual affair.
It was a wonderful thing, and, you know, like I say, getting the support that we saw from the community was just wonderful to see a lot of our listeners out there that night and really supporting the college.
Also wonderful is if you are a soybean bull watching the market ever so slowly grind its way higher. And even today, I think it might have even touched or surpassed last week's high.
Last week's high and the 200-day moving average, Dave. We continue to see some strength. We see China continuing to buy beans. We continue to see the lineup in South America extended. I think it's out to about a 45-day wait here now down there, and that is bringing business here. Crush margins continue to stay strong for this year all the way through December for China also that way, and we're seeing even in Brazil the early harvest is being bought up by processors rather than the exporters.
So these new crop soybeans, Wayne, how long do you think that we can grind up from a timing standpoint before the South American, the weight of the South American crop becomes burdensome for a continuation of a rally?
You know, we've got basically probably about 30 days till Mato Grosso's harvest starts coming on that way along the way. So we're thinking here sometime during the month of February why we're going to, you know, run a top out as far as that goes and looking at things. So, you know, a little bit more as we're looking at new crop, I guess our goal for right now is going to have to be the 1350 level, which basically as we look around, there's a 50-cent basis in most country areas, and that would give us a $13 cash price for fall, and we'd love to take advantage of that.
That would be a place to start your hedges,
Yes.
What about corn? Corn has gone nowhere fast. I mean, it has traded in a tight trading range for the better part of the month.
You know, we have to be optimistic about the old crop corn. The supplies are so tight. Our stocks were tight. We saw three or four of the news wires yesterday talking about the discussions of that maybe even they overestimated some of our stocks as it was, and that our feed usage is going to continue to stay high. So we want to be careful about being short, flat price, old crop corn. New crop corn, not that feeling with the number of acres we're talking about, and some of, I think Purdue put out that with the rain we've had this winter, that Indiana has just about caught up on moisture.
Yes.
But we do have, you know, a lot of our western states in the same line. We're looking here, and it says that, you know, parts of Nebraska already talking about limiting irrigation water coming up. So a lot of problems out there, but we are going to start an aggressive program to put some corn hedges on when we get above $6, somewhere in the 6 to 620 bracket basis of December futures.
So you like futures above $6. Will they get there? And another question that goes along with that, and again, it goes back to a timing issue. Could it be that this is a market in new crop corn that when it finally decides to move, it's going to move really fast, one way or the other?
It can move really fast. And, I mean, let's be honest, as we're looking at what people are saying here, there's a wide range of what can happen as far as this new crop corn, depending on the weather and what's going on. So, you know, I think as we look here, you know, just even the March corn has been in a range of 760 to 680 for the past 4 months along the way. And December corn has essentially traded from 640 to 570 since late last summer. And if we see something, you know, big happen as far as what we were looking at and how many acres are going to get planted, this market could either go down hard or climb on up out of there that way. So, you know, a lot of the things that we've been reading, they say $4.50 to $8 on corn, and they're not sure where.
Well, I do know where the benchmark is for a large crop planted in a very timely fashion at about these price levels. And it's $5.04. We saw it last year.
You're 100% right, Dave, and you remember history better than I do at times. So, you know, like I say, I like six better than five if I'm selling.
So the question becomes, do you do something about it ahead of the February dates when the insurance is set, or do you wait on that and then do marketings?
You will hear different people say different things, but what Wayne is going to tell you is if I see 6 to 620 before that time period is set, I'm going to get some covered.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the trade in Kansas City, March wheat at 836 and three quarters is up four. July 854 and a half up three and a quarter. March wheat in Chicago, 783 and three quarters, up four and a half. July is 797, up four and a half. March corn, 730 and a quarter, up one. July, 720 and a quarter, down a quarter. December, 587 and a quarter, down two and three quarters. March soybeans, 1456. Now 1455 and three quarters, up eight. July, 1431 and a quarter, up eight and a half. November, 1316 and three quarters, up six and three quarters. March soybean meal, 423.70, up 340. March soybean oil, 52.06, up 17. February live cattle, 128.60, down 35. January feeder cattle, 145.65, down 15 cents. And February lean hogs, 87.02 and a half, and they are down 15. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.